This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Saturday Farm Show, our guest is Martin Roach of the CMR Saddlery of Smithboro. Mr. Roach, thank you for taking the time to talk with us here on WSMI Radio.
Oh, no problem.
Can you tell us a little bit now? You work with saddles. Now, you told me before we started that you do make them. How long does it take you to make a saddle?
Actually, if I'd work on it, steady, it would probably only take about a month to make a saddle.
How much leather do you use in one?
That usually takes two or three sides of leather.
And how big is a side?
Usually about around 22 square feet.
Is it hard to get the material for something like that?
No, it's there are several companies that carry good leather.
Now you said good leather. Good leather, can you compare like good leather to quote-unquote bad leather?
Well, the bad leather is usually a little spongier. It's just don't have the right feel to it. It's kind of hard to explain until you work with leather. And out of the side, you can use certain parts of the side for certain parts of the saddle. Other parts of the hide you cannot use.
And how long have you been working with leather?
I started tooling leather 44 years ago.
How did you get?
I've been in business about 22 years now.
How did you get interested in leather?
Actually, I just saw some tooling on a billfold that someone had done, and I thought, that is art, and I thought, I've got to try that.
Yeah. You also repair saddles. What now, is there a certain problem that folks have with their saddles that you see more often than others?
Not really. They just wear out at different places sometimes, and it depends on how they use them and such as that. The rope and saddles, a lot of times your horn and your fork is worn out, but most of the time it's stirrup leathers and the fleece on them. I have torn them down to the tree and rebuilt them from there.
Now, what is the tree?
That's the wooden base of every saddle, basically. It's usually made out of wood, or the newer ones do have the fiberglass, and both are pretty good.
You mean they're easier for you to work with?
The way they hold up.
I see. How long have they had fiberglass trees for saddles?
I really would hate to say for sure, but I would say probably since the 70s at least. And there's one company in particular that does the real good fiberglass trees that they really hold up best.
And your the leather that you use for your repair work, do you try to match the consistency of the leather and the color? Can you do that with a saddle that has been used for quite a while?
Pretty close. The color is the hardest part, but the consistency is usually as good, if not better, than what was on there originally. And then what I do is I match the tooling also. If the saddle is tooled a certain way, it's done the same way.
That's good. How many different types of saddles are there? I know there are different types of saddles for whatever sort of work you're putting the horse through, right?
Yeah. There's several different types of Western saddles. You also have the different styles of English. There's the old plantation saddles. There's exercise saddles from the racetracks. And now they have the treeless saddles. And there's quite a variety of saddles. I have even worked on the camel saddles.
Wow. That would be interesting. Well, I guess the principles are all the same in all of them, right?
Yes, basically. They're just for you to sit on, basically, and to fit the horse or whatever animal it's on.
Yeah. You also do leather art. Now, what sort of art do you do?
I do leather pictures, just about mainly the Western theme, but I have done wolves and coyotes and buffalo, such as that.
Now, you put these, I guess they're like drawings, or you tool it into the leather itself?
Yes, it's tooled into the leather. Usually one takes anywhere from 4 to 8 hours to do.
And how large are they? Are they? I guess they're different sizes, right?
They can be different sizes. Normally what I do is they're about 9 by 16s.
And these are like wall hangings?
Yeah, they can be put on your wall in your house, your tack rooms, horse trailers, just about anything.
Do you use like colorings or something or shades to for contrast in that?
No, it's strictly all tooling. I don't like coloring leather because it just, to me, it takes away from the natural beauty of the leather.
And it is a very beautiful material, isn't it?
Yes. If it's done right, it's really nice.
Yeah. Have you also worked on boots?
I did. I learned boot repair probably 30 years ago, but I really don't do a whole lot of it anymore.
There's really not a lot of leather boots around anymore, is there?
Not that you can fix. The companies have wised up and figured out how to make them to where they can't be fixed by a regular person anymore.
Yeah, so you have to buy new.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Martin, if we could, if someone wants to get a hold of you for a saddle repair or to view some of your art, that sort of thing, how would they do that?
Well, I'm here at 811 East 3rd Street in Smithbrook. I'm out here by myself, and I'm open Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon.
And what's your phone number?
And that's 618-664-3055.
Okay, Martin, thank you for so much for taking the time to talk with us here on WSMI Radio.
Oh, no problem at all.
Right now we're talking with Amy Rozier of Hamel Co-op Grain. Amy, welcome back to WSMI Radio. Thank you once again for joining us, and what are your specials?
Oh, right now we have on special the 25-pound bag of black oil sunflowers for $15. We have plastic Dura Forks for $10. And we have the Honor Show Chow Depth Charge. Buy two bags, you get your third bag free.
Okay. And trivia?
We are going to focus on chickens because today is my chicken owner's workshop, and we're real excited about everyone coming out to learn about chickens today.
Okay.
The phrase, the chickens have come home to roost. You may think that if you do something bad, you can get away with it, but eventually the chickens will come home to roost and you will have to face the consequences of your action. It's a natural behavior for chickens to venture throughout their surroundings during the day, but at night they always come back to the hen house to roost. In this case, the bad deeds are compared to the chickens and your consequences will always come back.
That's a good analogy.
It is.
That's a real good analogy. Hey, racing tonight?
You betcha. We have racing tonight. Last week it was too wet for the Easter Bunny to make it, so we are going to have an Easter egg dash for the kids. He left eggs, so we're gonna use the eggs, and the kids that all come out get to have their own race for Easter eggs and see what's inside those Easter eggs, because I have a feeling they're full of some good treats and prizes and whatnot.
That's right. What time does that all start?
Racing tonight starts at 6 o'clock. We have some makeup features from last week. We didn't get everything finished by our curfew, so we're going to start at 6 and with the previous two features from the previous week, and then we will start tonight's program at 7.
And that's all at the Highland Speedway
all
there
on
the
Madison
fairgrounds.
Madison County Fairgrounds, yeah, the Highland Speedway.
Okay. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we have lots of chicks available, so if anyone needs some chicks, they can come on out to the store. We have some light Brahmas, some well summers, some buff Orpingtons, some silver lace Wyandottes, some Rhode Island Reds, barred rocks, cuckoo Morans, and golden lace Wyandottes available. So they're all looking for good homes, pullets.
Okay. Amy, thank you again.
Thank you.
Once again, thanks to our guests on the Saturday Farm Show, Martin Roach of the CMR Saddlery in Smithboro and Amy Rozier of Hamel Co-op Grain. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.